You're listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney. And on Tuesdays, we try to bring you regular updates about what's going on in our local schools. So here with me in the studio are Brenda Taylor and Elizabeth Kent. Welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're both here to represent Southeast Exchange and the Juno STEM Coalition. Brenda, tell me what your role is with these organizations.
I am the co-chair of the Juno STEM Coalition, and the Southeast Exchange is an offshoot of that. And we are promoting this event, C2019.
And Elizabeth Kent, how about you? What's your affiliation?
I work for the Juno School District, and I'm the integration specialist. So in my position, I'm looking at ways to help teachers integrate science and social studies, focusing on kindergarten through fifth grade, and making those community connections with organizations like the STEM Coalition to kind of connect the classroom and communities together.
And this is a new position this year. Can you tell me a little bit about how it came to be?
So the district really wanted to help support teachers with their science and social studies teaching, and they felt like integration is a great way in very busy classrooms to try to make time for these different subject areas. And also, there's a real interest to make the science and social studies teaching place-based and community-based and tied with the cultural connections that come from our area. So that was sort of the focus behind creating this position.
And how's it going so far?
It's been great. It's been wonderful working with Brenda and like the STEM Coalition and C and Gold Belt and C Alaska, and meeting a lot of different community members that do a lot of wonderful things for our schools.
Yeah, it sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Well, you're both here to talk about the Southeast Exchange networking event. It's the third annual. It's happening this Thursday. Is it just called C2019 SEE?
Yep.
All right. Well, what is this event, and what are some of the goals?
So the goals are to bring together educators and community experts. And so basically we have 2 hours. We have the Jack. We have food. We have some activities and some ways to structure lots of networking to bring together people from the community who are experts in their areas with the teachers who are looking for outside advice or visitors or mentors or a variety of ways to connect with the community.
So let's say you want a radio talk show host to come to this event and network. What should that person expect when they walk in the door?
We'll do some things all together in terms of some ice breaking. We're going to do some techniques for outside visitors to help them feel more comfortable in how to engage students. So we'll do some things about looking at data and something called the little snowball toss, which are just some quick, easy ways to get your students engaged. And then we'll be breaking up into groups by subject area. In some of the subjects, it's pretty like there'll be lots of teachers interested in, for instance, biology. There may not be lots of teachers interested in radio communication interviews, right? But we will also have a way, we'll have laptops and a screen, so a teacher could type in, I'm looking for a radio person. And you might see that little line up there on the screen and say, oh, that's me. I will now go to that table. Mm. Or you might come in as the community person and say, hey, I'd be happy to help with anybody who's interested in learning about interviewing or radio. And you put your name and a contact. And even if that teacher didn't show up that day, we could be sharing it with the teachers later. And secondly, we'll have a contact list, which is a database of community experts who are willing to share their expertise with the community. And so you put a little bit about yourself into that database, and then the teachers can search, for instance, radio or communication or interviewing.
That's a great idea. What a good resource. That'll make things easier. you've had two of these in the past, and how have they gone? Do you feel like you're getting all the expertise that you need?
I think they've been great. We started off just focusing on STEM, on science, technology, engineering, and math, and heard from people saying, hey, we'd like more artists, or we'd like more graphic designers, or we'd like more radio personalities.
I'm sure they don't.
And so we're really excited to expand this year to all of those content areas and not only be focusing on STEM this year.
Oh, interesting. Elizabeth, do you have anything to add to what Brenda's been saying?
No, I mean, I think this is a great opportunity for both community members that are interested in being involved with schools and for teachers who want to expand their classroom to kind of meet together and make those connections with each other so that they can have that collaboration and that partnership in teaching. And I just think that's really important as a community to have our schools connected to the community and the community connected to our schools.
I think it's a great plan, and I'm excited that you guys get to do it again this year. It's Thursday, this Thursday. That's, what, the 24th? Mm-hmm. From 5 to 7 p.m. it will be at the Jack. There will be food, beer, prizes, and great opportunities to network with our schools. Who's helped you organize all this?
So the Southeast Exchange is Becca Souza and myself. We're the co-chairs of the STEM Coalition. And then two teachers, Jess Cobley and Kristen Wells, one from TM and one from Floyd Dryden. And then several scientists from NOAA and from UAF. And so that's been our core group that we've worked with. And then Elizabeth has joined us this year. Bonita Nelson has joined us this year from NOAA. Or now she's retired, actually, so she's got more time to help us. So it's a there's a group of people who started it. Teresa Soli also helped us start it a few years ago. And then the other people who actually make each year happen vary from year to year.
We just have a few, just less than a minute left to talk before the show is over. Where can we go to find out more information about the organizations or this event?
So if you email junostemcoalition@gmail.com, we will answer you right back. You can also go to junostem.org and get more information there about that data contact list that I was talking about or about the event.
Excellent. And it's pretty easy to find if you search for it. Brenda and Elizabeth, thank you so much for being here today, and lots of luck with the event on Thursday.
Hope to see you there. Thanks very much.